Hello?
Mr. Hope, sir.
Hello?
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Well, I didn't pay for that Western Union commercial.
Happy birthday to you. I called you, but you were in a conference with a touring man there.
Yeah. I heard that. I wanted to tell you that I noticed a very interesting thing when I was reading a sport page Sunday. They're talking about the Super Bowl expected audience. Expect a 47 rating, and the article said that the only rating that had even approached that was that high was your rating for your Christmas show in 71, which was a 46. Isn't that something?
I think that's the one you were on.
Yeah, I think it was. But that had nothing to do.
You as guest star.
Yeah. But what I meant is, isn't that something that the biggest rating on television, except for the Super Bowl, will be the rating of your Christmas show?
Oh, well, you know, it's been every time. We had bad time last year, 9:30 to 11. But outside of that, we've had three or four number ones, you know.
What time is your, this was number one.
You got to see this one. It's at 8:30 on Wednesday, next Wednesday.
No, but what I meant is, what this article said was that yours was number one last year.
Yeah, I know that. But I say outside of last year, they've been number one for three or four years.
Right.
Congratulations. Welcome to the club.
No, I don't ever celebrate anything. Oh, are you 60? I thought you were 58.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You can about shoot your age now, can't you?
Yeah, I can shoot my age.
Yeah.
I played with Palmer again the other day in the L.A. Open.
Oh. Yeah?
I hit the ball pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just fine. I'm busy, getting a few things done.
You're busy, but I have one message for you.
Right.
I briefed the B-52 guys in Utapau.
Oh, boy.
And they were all in tough shape, and I went to four rooms and briefed them and told them some jokes and how much we love them. And in Guam, I went over with Roman Gabriel, and he talked to them. Then I briefed them and told them about 10 minutes of jokes. Jerry Johnson, the general out there.
Right.
Which you ought to put down, I think, and have somebody.
I got his name.
Tell the President of the United States this, but Jerry Johnson, he's the general in Guam. He said, would you please tell the President, if you talk to him, that we all admire him and work for him hard and believe in everything he's doing?
Well, I'll tell you, they've shown great courage, and when this thing is settled, which it will be at one point, it'll be because of what they did.
Oh, boy.
See, you know, that's what you have to do. That's the only thing, the language these guys understand, Bob.
Well, you didn't see, I know, of course you did. I did a press conference here the other day with these three guys, and I said, I wish Congress, everybody's talking around this area, you know, it's on NBC here.
Yeah.
And everybody's, I said, the Congress ought to lay off all this anti-war legislation till we get the negotiations through.
Exactly.
Then they can say anything they want.
Sure, because after all they do is to encourage the other side. But, well, just have, I don't have you to pray, but tell Dolores to pray a little, and it'll all come out.
Well, it's got to happen. You know, it's tough on those kids, and I know you realize it more than anybody.
Oh, boy, I watch them every day. You know, I see those come back, and God, it breaks your heart. But it's coming along. It's coming along.
Well, that's marvelous.
And, we don't know what I say. It's coming along. I don't mean to say that I have any news to report, except that we're talking, and talking very tough right now.
Yeah.
Seriously, very seriously. Tell me this, how are you feeling?
I feel fine.
How the devil do you take it? My God, I'm telling you.
I'm going to play in the Pro-Am tomorrow in Phoenix. I'm leaving tonight.
That's how you take it, isn't it?
And yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. You've been trying to get me to take up golf again. Maybe I will when I don't know.
Do it. When you come out here again, let's go. Let's some springs or something.
All right, I'll pick a good, quiet course.
Beat those cats.
But you and I are partners this time. I mean, that was the trouble the other time.
Right.
Okay.
Will you please watch on Wednesday at 8:30?
8:30 at
17th.
Do me a favor, because you've got morning, because I haven't added. Have your secretary send Rosemary a wire.
I will.
Saying, please watch, please have the president tune in the Bob Hope special at such and such. Will you do that? Because believe me, I will watch it when I get over to the house. But I forget these things because I don't usually watch television at night.
I'll do it.
All right. Send me the bill.
Yes.
Or no, send it over to who's that other fellow?
Which one?
Who loves to pay your bills? You remember? not Bing, but
I'd like to know somebody. I'd like to know somebody like that.
You know the guy that always puts the nickels in the slot and all that?
Mr. J.B.
That's right. Jack Benny. He'd love it. That you tell him that I tell you what you do. You send me the wire. Send him the bill and tell him and that I asked you to told you to send him the bill. Fair enough.
By the way,
it'll be the best gag of the week.
Right. I will do it. You know, he was with us at the Zucker dinner when he celebrated his 100th anniversary the week before last.
Oh, boy.
The most fantastic dinner you've ever seen. Every movie star that's alive was there, and I said it looked like a live wax museum.
Where was it held?
At the Beverly Hilton.
There you go.
At your citation. While we're on the phone, it would be a marvelous thing if we could get him the Freedom Medal.
We could do it. I'll tell you what you do on that so that I can do it. Have your secretary, in this case, send the note, Bob, to, if you can remember the Len Garment. Leonard Garment, G-A-R-M-E-N-T.
G-A-R-M-E-N-T.
G-A-R-M-E-N-T. He's in charge of celebrities on the street. And just say that you think it's a great idea.
Call him because this is a...
Well, Len Garment, you give him a call on the phone. He's a wonderful guy. He used to be my law partner, and he's a great... He's one of the best saxophones in the world, as a matter of fact. So you call him and tell him to do it and tell him what I said. I'll tell you what. I'll have the White House board have him call you. How's that?
That'd be nice. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you, and shoot 100.
Congratulations.
Bye-bye.